Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Zumbro.
That would be a little weird. Never heard of that place, but I haven't heard a lot of these places that you bring up, actually.
That's the point. Yeah, we can see. It's in Bolivar County.
Okay.
Named for the former Zumbro Plantation, a 5,000-acre plantation founded in 1898 by Joseph L. Smith. Charlie Patton, Delta blues musician, lived for a time in Zumbro.
Joseph Smith.
Not that one. Not that one.
So. Didn't think so. I didn't think he was hanging out in Bolivar County.
There you go. All right. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. We are now into the Christmas season. As you're listening to this, it's either late on the last day of November or we're in December, and that means it's Christmas time. Time to start planning for a Christmas feast, and that starts with beef. Prime rib on Christmas is as much a tradition as Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, and, you know, whatever other traditions you have. So go ahead and talk to your meat market guy. Talk to your butcher right now. Get that prime rib ready and ordered so that you have a feast on Christmas Day. Beef, it's what's for Christmas. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. There's going to be a lot of what Robbie just did on this podcast. Every time we see a tweet, it's just like, all right. It is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. It is Cyber Monday. It is let me double check. Double check. Hold, please.
Hold.
Hold, please. I want to make sure. I don't want to give you guys say one thing and then it's the other. Today, Cyber Monday, 20% off site-wide at collegecornerstore.com. The promo code is Cyber25. Now, I know that's a little confusing, but it's still the year 2025. That's where we're going with it. It's 20% off. I'll click out a link if you don't have one, but it's just collegecornerstore.com. 20% off site-wide all day long on Monday at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank, people who can help you, people who have a relationship with you. They know you, not just your account number and how much is in the bank. A great local bank that provides you everything that those big banks do. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Ole Miss 38, Mississippi State 19. Folks, this is going to kind of be two podcasts in one, all right? In that, we got to go talk about what happened Friday. We got to talk about that game. And a lot of what I wrote down for the things that are true, Robbie, are things that, you know, happened before Sunday, right? I had it all written out. All those things are still true, but there's like a different spin on them now because we are going to have to talk a little bit about what has gone down in the SEC. It's not just at Ole Miss. The SEC is a complete reshaping in a lot of places. So we'll get to that in just a minute. But before that, for the game itself, tell them, Falk.
Yeah. I mean, what can you say? I don't think there was anybody that watched that game that couldn't tell a big talent discrepancy between Mississippi State and Ole Miss. I know we're like 2-3 days away from that game. So a lot of the emotions have simmered. A lot of the thoughts from that game have kind of shifted a little bit. But looking back at that game, I thought Mississippi State was outcoached by a good bit. I think Ole Miss had the better coaching staff. I think they definitely had the better roster.
Yes.
And they were more, to me, they were more juiced up coming in that ball game. That's not how that game was supposed to go. If you're a Mississippi State fan in the past and Ole Miss, we've talked about this leading up to the week, Mississippi State should have been the team that was motivated coming into that game. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State should have been the team that in the first half was laying the lumber, was bringing it defensively. On the first possession, they were getting gashed defensively.
Yes. It was ugly.
Coleman Hutzler had 2 weeks to prepare for arguably the best running back in the SEC, and they came out with about five guys, maybe four guys in the box, three down linemen, were easily pushed out of the way, and Kewan Lacy had like a 31-yard run for a touchdown. That is the extent of what we've seen from Coleman Hutzler against teams that have had an overwhelming rushing attack. Three down linemen, no plan whatsoever to stack the box and stop it.
Right.
That's just it. That to me was enough to say this is the end of the Coleman Hutzler era. We've seen what we needed to see. It's not going to work with Coleman Hutzler here. We've seen enough of that.
Right.
We'll push that to the side. Mississippi State's defense had about four possessions that they were really good, and within those four possessions, you did virtually
You
nothing on
probably had
offense.
four, three and outs.
Yeah, so the offense didn't play its part. But we said coming into the week that we felt like Kamario Taylor was going to play a lot in this ball game based on the information that we had. You said you would have to see it to believe it. I was pretty confident it was going to happen, but not as a starting quarterback. So
Right.
that's a point for Jeff Lebby. He realized that he needed to make a change. It was the last game of the year, so that is
Can't hold him
that's
anything back now.
yeah. But to tell Blake Chapin you're going to sit on the bench for your last collegiate game, that was I give him
Give him some
I give him
credit.
credit for that.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that I wanted to discuss here, and I know we might discuss it and things are true as well. It doesn't feel like Jeff Lebby treats this game like Lane Kiffin did, like Hugh Freeze did, like Dan Mullen did, Jackie Sherrill.
Morehead even.
This game felt like just another game. I was a little bothered by the post-game video that came out. I love you. I
Yeah.
love you too. Good luck. I mean, that's all great and stuff, but Lane Kiffin punked your team at halftime. And maybe Jeff Lebby didn't know about that. Lane Kiffin came out at halftime and said, "We're trying to play the game the right way. They're coming off the bench and starting trash. They stole our jersey in the locker room," which you and I both believe is not real. He's talking trash about Zach Selman. Jeff Lebby's got to come out and say, "You know what? No. My guys have done the things the right way. Your guys started that brawl. You brought players off the bench. You were talking trash to my players. You were talking trash to Zach Selman. That's not how this is going to go." So we talked all week about it seemed like Mississippi State was not treating this game
Right.
like the Egg Bowl should be treated. Not only did they do that, they came out and the performance was didn't back up that they were businesslike in this game either. So this was something that Jeff Lebby said in his opening presser that Mark Keenum told him. For all the crap Mark Keenum that gets said about him, the guy hates Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So I mean, I know people have said that's a detriment for him that he treats the Ole Miss game bigger than it should be, but in this case, it should have been that. And
Yes.
so Jeff Lebby talks about the importance of beating Ole Miss and this and that. He needs to show a little more edge in this game.
Yeah.
If it needs to be fake,
It
I
doesn't
don't know.
it, the whole the thing is we got to be 1-0 this week, and he says that for every game. There's got to be a little more, like
Yes.
you said, like a little more oomph
Yeah,
about this one.
we understand, you know,
That's why Mullen got everybody to buy in.
we want to treat Ole Miss with respect when we're game planning for them, but we don't like them. We don't like anything about them. They talk trash about us. They think they're better than us. We want to show them what Mississippi State's all about. We want to win this game more than any other game on the schedule. That's how this game is supposed to be treated here. And when you have Ole Miss players coming back on the field and they're recording videos, they're going live, FU Mississippi State, stomping on the grass. Like that, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. That's part of a rivalry. Mississippi State has to get that
You
edge
got to bring it
back.
back the other side, yeah.
And you have the entire East Side is virtually powder blue. That's absolutely embarrassing. That's absolutely embarrassing. And I, you know,
Well, it's all year.
it is. And you know, it's hard to blame the fans at this point because I just don't think that they believe in Jeff Lebby. And they don't want to waste their money on coming to watch that when he has not won an SEC home game since he's been here.
Right.
So I'm kind of past blaming the fans on it. This is a Jeff Lebby problem. And now you go into year three and there's there's absolutely no leeway at this point for Jeff Lebby. You've got to go to a bowl game in year three. You have to show even more improvement. You have to make changes on this coaching staff. This defensive staff cannot continue. It can't continue. We've seen nothing from this defensive staff at this point that suggests they're getting incrementally better. They got better in numbers, but they went from 113 or whatever to 90 something.
Not good enough.
That's not good. So, and by the end of the year, they looked like last year's defense. So that you've got to, you can't have your friends employed anymore just because they're your friends. You've got to move on from that. You have to hire the best staff you possibly can hire that allows you to keep your job. Because at the end of the day, Jeff Lebby is coaching for his job next season. So enough with year one was actually year zero. You did improve this year. You got three more wins, but you still finished 1-7. You won zero games against SEC teams at home for the second straight year. And the last three games defensively was a train wreck. So you have some things to build on. I do think that there's some good things that came from this year. Kamario Taylor, I think, is a superstar in the making. And there's a lot to sell with him. But Jeff Lebby and company, they've got to put their head down and they've got to be significantly better next year for people to buy into this.
Agreed. I don't think it's a coincidence, Robbie, the two most successful coaches in Mississippi State history, basically, outside of Allen McKean, came in on day one and took shots at Ole Miss, right? Jackie was in there talking about, putting your coffee cup up front, and he called him Mississippi. Mullen comes in and talks about the school up north. It's not a coincidence because that's how you get Mississippi State fans behind you. And Lebby needs to have a little bit of that.
Because imagine if he would have won this game on imagine if he would have won this game on Friday. If they would have beat Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin goes to
All the
LSU.
stuff that's happening today
Can you
happens anyway.
imagine how much excitement that would make? That'd raise $1 million today
It could.
for the
Like
state
they
of
could easily
Texas.
start, like this is the start of the campaign. This is the start of a new era in Mississippi, and
But
we're going to
we're
be at the front of it. Help us today.
I mean, he's got to change his approach on this rivalry. He's got to. I mean, I go back. I see Bradley Soule is posting on the Ole Miss message boards, and I mean, God love him. He's an Ole Miss guy. I mean, I can't hate him for that. I can't be upset at him for loving his school. But why was that guy hired? Why was he hired on your first staff? He's a message board poster. He's talked trash about Mississippi State for years, which is fine. He played for Ole
I
Miss.
get that
Explain
he
that.
played on the O-line, he played in the NFL, had a good career there. God bless him, but he had no business being at Mississippi State.
From a perception standpoint and from what it means to the fan base, you can't hire anybody with ties to Ole Miss. You just can't. And you can't hire someone like that who's actively posting on Ole Miss message boards and a lot of times talking about Mississippi State in a negative way. Who's going to get behind that here? That wouldn't happen at Ole Miss. So it's that kind of stuff. Like I don't think Jeff Lebby truly understands it. I think that's the problem. I don't think he's doing some of that on purpose. And maybe that was, I don't know why Bradley Soule was suddenly left. I have no clue, but maybe that's part of it. They realized this is not a good idea. But
It's possible.
it's just stuff like that, man. Like you've got to treat
Well,
this. Ole Miss fans
look.
ate up the fact that Lane Kiffin did what he did to Mississippi State when he could do it. Called him Starksville. Like you don't see any of that stuff from Levy.
And part of that I get is because he's not winning. If he wins, it's easier. But the other thing, like there was the like they let Corral come here and work out.
You can't do
Like
it. You can't do
do
that.
you think, I mean, not that he would, but would Dak Prescott be welcome to just go work out at Ole Miss?
No, because
No.
Mississippi State
Nick
people,
Fitzgerald would not be able to work out at Ole Miss.
Mississippi State people don't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
Then
they
come
don't
here.
do that.
Like, and I get it,
And
Corral and Lebby have a great relationship, but what are we doing?
yeah, it's a perception thing,
So.
and you're right. If they were winning, I think it would be easier
Be
for them to do
easier.
that.
When
And
you go
that's
2-10, what can you really say coming out of that? I
but
get
that
that.
that's all that was also the frustrating thing, which I mean, now it's kind of moot because Lane Kiffin's moving on, but Lane Kiffin has acted the way that he has. He's treated Mississippi State the way that he has, all that stuff, and you can't do anything about it. Like that's the frustrating thing about where Mississippi State is right now, is you cannot do anything about the trash talk and what Ole Miss people are saying, you can't say anything. There's nothing you can say right now that, from your perspective, that would be like a burned Ole Miss.
I agree.
Like there's you can't talk any trash. That's what hurts the most right now. But this is to the victor goes the
That's
Spoles.
the way it is.
And Lane Kiffin won 5 out of 6 against Mississippi State. He
Dominated.
dominated Mississippi State
Dominated
in this
Mississippi State.
rivalry.
There's no question.
The one loss he had was when it looked like he was out the door, and Mississippi State had a good enough team to stay in that
I
game.
want to give him some credit. I want to give Kiffin some credit here. It would have been real easy to be distracted and not be locked in. That team was locked in, ready to
That's
play,
the
ready
thing
to
that's
kick
really
state's
frustrating.
butt.
It's like, that's really frustrating. Is like it doesn't make sense. He's acting like a petulant child, and he's still winning games. How? It defies logic.
All right, let's
That's a long
that's,
rant, but
oh, you're welcome to it. We got more to come, I'm sure. All right, let's get into it. These are the things that are true, brought to you by our friends over at Bell Building Supply. What would be a great Christmas gift for someone you love? Does Dad like to cook out and he's out there? And look, I love my Weber kettle, but sometimes you wanna spruce things up a little bit. You wanna have the top-notch grill for a Christmas gift? You want a big green egg. Get it at Bell Building Supply. All sorts of great stuff for the griller at Bell Building Supply. They have those, I don't know the brand name, but they have those, you know, the pizza ovens. Those things are so sweet. Man, I would love to have one of those.
I'm supposed to be getting one of those for
Oh.
Christmas. I don't know if it's that specific one, but
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go to Bill's and
Go
look.
Bell and check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have incredible selection of grills, but of course, the king of all of them is the big green egg. This holiday season, get Dad the gift he really wants, the gift of a big green egg. From Bell's Building Supply. All right, 12 things that are true. Number one, you might disagree with this one, but I for me, this is true. Last year was an easier season to cover because you went into the games, you're just like, they got no chance. It's not a big deal. We'll just get through the game, talk about it the next day. This season, I went into all these games thinking they could win, and then they wouldn't. They would make a mistake. They'd play terribly. They'd do something stupid. It was just annoying. It was just easier last year when I knew they didn't have a chance.
Yeah. I mean it was easier in terms of like your psyche, I guess, but it was also very di like it got difficult to talk about that team.
It was.
I guess the good thing is like it for most State fans, they actually felt something this year. Last year they just and even to an extent the year before, they were just kind of defeated. And maybe they're starting to get that way again. But for the most part, I feel like most of the year they were invested, you know? So it was tougher in the sense that, you know, you felt really close to winning these games and you couldn't do it. And that was really frustrating. Last year to me was tougher to talk about. It just was like
It was boring.
I honestly was happy like when the days that we didn't have to record. Like I was actually really
I
happy.
get you. All right, number two. If you want to be in the I want to fire Jeff Lebby camp, if that's where you sit, Exhibit A in your case is how this Kamario Taylor situation has been handled. It's incredible that State had this guy on the bench the whole year. There is no question in my mind. I can't prove it, but I can't think otherwise that Saturday's game would not have been for bowl eligibility if Taylor had gotten the majority of the snaps, basically from the Tennessee game on. You would have beaten Florida for sure. He would have beaten Arkansas for sure. That's all you really need. That's six right there. And I'm just telling you right now, you probably beat Texas. You probably beat them because you can run the football and he holds on to it. Everything we said about the running game was true with Kamario Taylor in it. He provided everything you wanted, 150 yards rushing. Fluff Bothwell had a good day on the ground. Why? Because they couldn't just key on him the whole game. It's incredible that you had this guy on your bench the whole year. And for the passes that he missed, maybe if he had been getting reps the whole year, he doesn't miss those passes.
Well, like, and how many did he like miss? Like,
Three or four, maybe.
it wasn't like egregious. He had probably about 4 or 5 drops.
Yeah, including the interception.
I mean, for the most part, I didn't have a lot of issues with hardly anything that he
No.
did. But you're exactly right. And part of that is the lack of time with the receivers. You know, Blake Chapin spent most of those reps with the receivers. I know he's done a lot of practice reps and things like that, but he's not throwing a lot of passes. He's not on the same page as Anthony Evans
Right.
and Blake Chapin
Yeah.
or Brennan
Because
Thompson
he
and
doesn't
Blake
have the reps
Chapin.
with him. He
Yeah.
needed them.
So I don't know if it changes anything. I mean, it would have been very difficult with the defense giving up 38. But who's to say within that little, that small window during the second quarter, whenever it was, whenever you had strung together four straight possessions there with stops, had he played, let's say, I don't know if there was a, if there was a time around the Texas game where everybody was clamoring for Camario, but let's say the Georgia game, they decided this time to give him most of the reps.
Yeah.
And so he gets the Georgia game and he gets the Missouri game. And who knows what happens to the Missouri game? I don't think he would have thrown two pick sixes.
Right.
When he gets in the Ole Miss game and he's had two games under his belt where he's been the starter, I guarantee you within that little range right there where they had those four possessions where they kind of hit a lull, they would have scored a touchdown or two. And that probably changes the outlook of the game a lot.
Yeah.
So I, and you know, there was probably an element to the game that they didn't have, you know, Ole Miss was not anticipating Camario to start and
Right.
play the entire ball game.
Right. That
But
touchdown play to him, I mean, unbelievably well blocked, and just all he does is take off. And
look.
then the second rushing touchdown, that's what he can give you that Chapin could never give you. When it breaks down, I'll just take off, and next thing you know, he's in the end zone.
That's the point that we've been trying to make for weeks.
Yeah.
It's not that we feel like he's ready to go out there and make every throw. Blake Chapin's not making every throw. That's the problem.
Right.
What we were trying to say this entire time is you have deficiencies on the offensive line, bad deficiencies. That offensive line was terrible.
Yes.
If you have those deficiencies,
Help yourself.
that's what happens whenever you have somebody like Kamario Taylor in the game.
Right.
That play that he had, the 39-yard touchdown, that happens because of his God-given ability.
It's crazy how easy he's running too. He's
He
not,
doesn't,
he's not
he's
even look, he
jogging.
looks like he's jogging. And he's
I
just
mean,
going past him, give plants the leg, take leaves a guy in the dust.
he juked a guy in the open field. That's
Yeah.
like that's what I was saying, like pregame. Like if you get him in the open
He's
field
unstoppable.
with a defensive back,
He's gonna
you're
win.
taking him to get
Yeah.
past the defensive back, either running through him or around him.
Just painful.
So, and I don't think there's any question at this point that you have a potential superstar
Yeah.
in Kamari Taylor. The skill set that he possesses,
Yes.
a flick of the wrist for 40, 50 yards down the field, the ability to escape the pocket. This guy has every intangible in his body to go out and win you ball games next year. With a full season and now a full off season of him under Jeff Lebby, I trust that Mississippi State offensively is going to look like a totally different team next year, but you've got to build pieces around him.
Agreed. All right, number three. Ever read the book? Have you ever read the book Blink by Malcolm Gladwell?
No, I'm
Okay.
not a big reader.
I know you're not. I just want to be sure though. In that book, Robbie, what he talks about is in life, whenever you're in a situation, whatever your first instinct is usually correct. And he goes into like the science of that, and like trusting your gut and things like that. Our first instinct was correct on Coleman Hutzler. All right. Midway through the season, we were like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, they're better. He's done a good job. Congrats, man. Okay. Makes sense. No. No.
Well, and
We were right. We were right the first time.
when he was hired, I remember, I couldn't remember if Dillinger or somebody tweeted out, and when he was first hired, I saw that name, and I thought this is the guy because we were talking about DJ Durkin, we
Yeah.
were talking about
Big names.
that was a red flag immediately
Yeah.
that they hired a
Well,
first time defensive coordinator.
I texted John Talty from who's 24/7. He was with Alabama's 24/7 at the time. I texted him and I was like, "Hey, what do you know about Coleman Hutzler?" And he was just like, "Not much." Like that's the guy who covers the program.
Yeah.
Wait,
No,
what?
I
Oh,
was
okay, you're
reacting to you.
reacting to me.
Yeah.
All right, and I was like, "What happened
But I
now?"
did send something in the message.
I'll take a look at it in a minute. Yeah, it just doesn't work. I got a few Hutzler things here, so let's go with that. The number four is the other side of the coin for the Hutzler thing is that you know this is a hot seat year for Jeff Lebby. It is going to be difficult to get top guys here. You're going to have to pay a lot. You're going to have to pay.
A lot.
Mississippi State has got to just get off the sideline and start putting money in because if you want to get a top-notch defensive coordinator to come to a coach who is very much on the hot seat for next year, you have to pay for it. And that needs to be something that we recognize from day one.
But at the same time, you can't, Jeff Lebby cannot go on with this defensive staff. I
Correct.
don't think there's any way that he survives 2026 with the same defensive staff.
He has.
I don't think the continuity thing is going to work with this time around.
Yeah.
And it's almost you have to do it just to please the fan base at this point. Not just because the defense has been putrid, because the fan base is ready to revolt. And if you don't have the fan base, you don't have
You
a
don't have
team.
anything.
So it's kind of the Kamario Taylor situation. Like he almost had to do that to get some goodwill with his fan base. This is the next step. Like he's got to do it for the fan base. But you got to make the right hire too.
So, I don't know if you remember when Selman was hired as athletic director. One of the things I always say is like, I want this guy's first. I want the trip when he comes to visit Mississippi for the interview to be his first trip to Mississippi. I wanted somebody so far removed from Mississippi State that they had no preconceived notions or biases when they got here, right? That's how that works. That's what I want here. I want somebody who has never worked with Jeff Lebby before. Never worked with him. All you know is his resume. You've seen him on film. You can talk to other people about him, but I've never coached with him because I want it to be sure we're not buddy systeming this again.
Yes,
So, all right.
100%. And
Number
that's the issue that a lot of people see is like all these guys are Jeff Lebby's friends, and that's a problem. You can't just hire your friends because you got into this position and you promised them if I ever get here, you guys are coming with me. You got to hire the best guys for the job. So that's the challenge for Jeff Lebby too this offseason. He's got to go hire the best people that can allow him to continue to coach here.
Correct. Ole Miss is requiring players to turn in their phones heading into a team meeting. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic.
What a disaster.
Number
We'll
five.
get to
We'll
that.
get to that. Number five. I have never seen a cornerback get abused the way Diego Brumfield did.
What about Javon Williams?
Same. Basically, not Kelly Jones.
How about that? I had a former player text me. And he said, "Where in the heck is Kelly Jones?" I said, "You're not seeing him because they're not throwing
They
him
did not
balls.
throw a single pass to his
The
side. Not one.
game plan was we're going to attack everybody but Kelly Jones
And that's smart.
because
Smart
that's the
touch.
only way that they could screw up offensively."
So my next thing I want to say is I have really never seen a coach not make an adjustment to help him.
Is
Like, they just kept putting him out there on the island.
well, and that's the thing as
Safety over there.
Corey Bell or Coleman Hutzer, you have to say Stribling, Kelly,
Yeah.
go get him.
Yeah.
Kelly, you're on Stribling now.
Yeah.
I realize they have other players. They have Cade
We got to
Jenkins,
get
have
him.
Wydette. You got to go guard Stribling because he's abusing
Yeah.
Diego
Just
Brumfield.
put a safety over there, something. Put somebody over the top. It was unbelievable. Number six, last one
That's
on
what
Huntsman.
happens when you run this defense.
Number six. I said this to you in the press box. Why do we, we had so much debate about multiple. Come on, Huntsman's not multiple. He runs a 3-3-5.
Well,
That's all he does.
if you remember back when we were talking about that, I told you it's always a red flag to me when a coach says they're multiple or they don't have an identity. I want a coach with an identity.
Yeah.
I want a coach that if you're Zach Arnett, we knew what he was going to run. Zach Arnett was going to run the 3-3-5.
Right.
It was going to be what it was. But when you tell me that, oh, well, there's a lot of different things we do, multiple. No. You don't have a plan.
No, you don't. And
I need to know.
we've learned.
I need to know what you're running,
Yeah.
who you're going to be
Correct.
defensively.
All right. Number seven. I've got a couple questions here for you. If I said we're going to fire Jeff Lebby and hire Jimbo Fisher, would you feel good about that? Just yes or no? Because it goes into the question. Yes or no? You'd say it's
But Jimbo Fisher.
like I'm about long term for Mississippi State. Do you feel good if Jimbo Fisher is replacing Jeff Lebby today?
I'll say yes.
Oh, you would say
I
yes.
would say yes
Okay,
only because I,
I would say no.
well, he didn't perform up to expectations at Texas A&M, but he's been good
Well,
enough.
that's what I'm going to get to. Hold on a second. Let me keep going.
I think he would stabilize
Okay.
State
Would
and
you
say
want to
no.
hire Will Muschamp?
As a head coach,
Yes.
no.
Okay. But I wouldn't want to hire either one of them as a head coach. But they would both be better than what State has.
Yeah,
They would come in and
Well, that's my point.
Jimbo Fisher with this year's team would be in a bowl game.
Yeah.
Will Muschamp with this year's team would be in a bowl game.
I'll be a little more concerned about
I
Muschamp, but
would
I would
be.
feel better.
He'd recruit better.
I'd feel better with him than Levy.
The recruiting would be better.
I would feel better
Yeah.
with him than Lebby, but I would feel better with Fisher long
Yeah, I
term.
feel better long term, but
Yeah.
that's ridiculous that we feel like that. So.
But at the same time, everybody that's clamoring for State to get into this coaching carousel, I just want to know who you would hire.
Yeah.
That's
I
my
get
only
it.
thing. And
I get it.
I totally get it that nobody has any faith in the whole, what has to be done eventually has to be done immediately, whatever. I get that. But you also can't just fire a guy just for the sake of it and hire anybody. I don't know who State would hire this year. Ole Miss might end up with Pete Golding.
It's trending.
That is.
There was a tweet that said that Judge got on the plane.
All right.
Let's keep going. Let's keep
Well,
going.
we can discuss all of
We'll
that at
do it. We're
once.
going to get to it. Number 8. I'm going back to it. I can't get over the Kamario Taylor thing. I can't get over it. I've been thinking about it all weekend. Like, this guy was on the bench the whole year. He would have easily beaten Florida, easily beaten them.
Yeah.
You'd be in a bowl game right now. One of the dumbest things a coach has ever done in terms of personnel here at Mississippi State.
Well, the frustrating thing about it is everything that we said was the reason they should have started
Was
Kamario. He
correct.
kind of argued against it. And then on Friday, he said what we said. He said exactly what we said. Well, we thought that he could create some plays with his legs, move the pocket. That's what we said.
I was having fun with you in the press box. Is like, up, another waste. As Kamario breaks off another run, oop, another wasted play.
Wasted plays turn into 50-yard runs.
Yeah, it's something that happens. Number 9. May not want to hear this, but if you made me bet, I think there's 12 more games in the Jeff Lebby era. You can play one more season. He's going to be unsuccessful because I just don't have any faith in him to get the job done. That's where I am.
It's a big off season. What I will say is I saw somebody the other day on the message board said State's going to be 3-9 next year or something, but I just don't. I think that State will be better than they are this year. So if they're better than they are this year with a worse schedule or an easier schedule, I guess you could say, I think they're going to win 6 or I think they're going to win 7 games. I'll go.
You say
I don't
seven?
want I didn't want to do the
Seven or eight?
so I'll say they win 7 next year. If that's the case, he will be the coach. But it all depends on that's assuming the best for Mississippi State in
That's
the
the best
offseason.
case
That
scenario.
is making changes on the defensive staff. That's getting significantly better on both lines of scrimmage, adding playmakers at wide receiver. There's a lot that has to happen for that. There's a
No, you're
big
right.
caveat there.
You're right.
So, assuming all that, I think State will be better next year, and they're not playing a schedule as tough on paper. So, I think 7 wins for sure. He probably gets an extension.
Oh, yeah.
Six will
But
probably,
also, you got to have improving the recruiting,
yeah.
have a great portal class, show that you can do that.
And listen, there's still, I mean, the recruiting looks awful right now, but there's still a couple of guys that could drastically change this. I might,
If Braylon Womack comes in, that's something that you should build
that's
on.
going to change some opinion.
Number 10. This might be the worst Egg Bowl loss ever because a mature language effect coming on here. Prepare yourself, kids, earmuffs. Because Kiffin talked shit about State and State couldn't do anything about it. He literally came into the stadium, said, "Oh yeah, they tried to steal our jersey," which, guys, I want to be honest, all right? And if anybody asks, are you saying he's lying? Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Lane Kiffin is lying. You're telling me that they set up the locker room, all this equipment, thousands of dollars of equipment, didn't lock the door, and then a guy comes in at 3 in the morning, decides I'm going to record myself robbing a locker room, and then when he walks in, knows exactly which locker is Trinidad Chambliss's.
It went straight to it.
Didn't have to look around and like pick stuff up and go, oh, no, that's not it. I don't know who this is. It's the first locker, and he knew it was there.
Well, not to
Guys,
mention,
I'm not an idiot.
and everybody just assuming, oh, Lane Kiffin's telling the truth. The guy that's always told the truth about everything is telling the truth. I don't know. A lot of these people don't know this, but a few years ago, a student got into the stadium, climbed up the jumbotron,
Died.
and fell. It is extremely difficult to get inside that stadium, especially at 3 a.m. They have automatic locks on the gates. Those gates are closed.
Yeah.
So how exactly did they get in?
Also, stadium is right next to the police station.
Right next to the police station.
So, like, it almost is like, oh, we had cameras in there. So somebody was watching the cameras. Is that what you're telling me? Why didn't you call the cops? This is all BS. It's all BS. It's made up. I'll go to my grave saying it.
I've told this story before, Brian.
So don't let's not forget that before they played Penn State, that Kiffin set up a fake Twitter account and
Yes.
tweeted it anti-Ole Miss stuff to try to mo he doesn't he can't motivate unless he makes stuff up.
That literally did that. They
Have fun,
found that.
LSU.
So I've told this story before. When I was playing peewee football, my big daddy was our coach, my dad. And we have a rock, this giant, it's kind of like Howard's rock
Yeah,
at
at the
Clemson.
stadium, yeah.
It's in the end zone, and it's got our state championships on it. And you have a brick walkway. All the players walk down the walkway and then touch the rock, and then they run out. So we all gather around the rock, and my dad says, "Look at this. Look at this rock.
Yeah.
There's spit all over it.
Yeah.
Leak Academy just spit on your rock.
Yeah.
Look what they did.
Yeah.
They disrespected you. Are you going to allow that to happen?
Yeah.
We beat them 30 to nothing." That's exactly what happened here in my mind.
Yeah.
This is the oldest trick in the book.
Well, I mean,
This is the oldest trick in the book. But you know who spit on that rock? My dad.
Yeah, Cutcliffe did that. He had a mannequin set up in maroon clothes and had somebody go up there and throw it over the side of the building.
Yeah.
Made it look like he killed somebody.
It's kind of like Hugh Freeze doing the fake funeral thing.
Exactly.
No, but I firmly believe that's exactly what happened. And I think it worked. I think it worked for them. They got pumped up. That was a great motivating
But
factor.
don't piss in my face and tell me it's raining. I know what's going on.
Especially the guy that did it, and everybody just taking it as gospel.
Yeah. Like immediately, as a Mississippi State fan that did it. How do you know that?
Yes.
So, whatever. Where are we? Number 11. A better coach version of this exact team wins seven games easily.
Yes.
I'm just Dan Mullen
Oh,
comes in.
they win eight.
Yeah, probably. Mullen comes into this team with Kemario Taylor, starts Taylor. He's probably winning eight games pretty easily.
You imagine Mullen with
With
him?
Mario, with Taylor and Fluff Bothwell and Devon Booth.
And he's got the
Nine
ability,
different receivers.
and he's got the ability to actually throw the ball. Like, he has not had a lot of quarterbacks that can do that. Dak did it
Yes.
eventually. Dak wasn't as talented as Kemario Taylor at any point. He definitely wasn't as a true freshman. So yeah, that would be a whole lot of fun.
Yes.
That's for sure. Not gonna happen, but
Now, last one, number 12. I don't think it's apathy right now with Mississippi State fans. I think it's exhaustion. They are tired, man.
they're
They have
tired.
been beaten down 3 years of this. And Lebby just keeps out saying the same things over and over again. People, they're just tired, man.
Well, they just want to see
Yeah.
some life,
Yeah.
man. Like, it's
And
just.
then Friday was tough, man, with the basketball game that he led most of the game. He just give it away there. I mean, yeah, it was.
It was a massive kick
This
in
is
the
going to be a
bag.
tough. And then we got this next month, just before we get to baseball, you know.
It's gonna be tough.
So.
Yeah, they are. They're tired. That's why I think they're so lively today, because they finally got something to cheer about. Because Lane Kiffin is, and that's kind of sad that you have to just cheer for Lane Kiffin to leave. But that's where things are with Mississippi State right now. The fan base just doesn't have. They can't cheer about anything on the field. So you got to cheer for your own rival's misery. It's that video I tweeted out last year when they lost to Florida with
Yeah.
the "It's a mad, mad, mad,
Man,
mad
I was
world."
laughing.
We're all in the infirmary in there with the cast on our arms and legs, and we see Ole Miss come in and trip on a banana peel.
Exactly.
That's basically what it is.
All right. Let's move into the second part of the show, which would normally just be coffee is for closers, but it's going to be a little bit more today. And that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. The Older Brother. Two great places to eat here in the city of Starkville. A Two Brothers gift card is an outstanding stocking stuffer if you are looking for one of those. If you live in Starkville, if you've got friends that live here, a Two Brothers gift card goes a long way on Christmas Day. Enjoy great food anytime with the Two Brothers gift card, or just head over to Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business promises to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for how many years?
Brian's 50. 50.
I wonder what you're going to do.
It's been a while. We've been talking about how close he was, but
Yeah.
Brian's finally 50,
50 years old today.
hand in hand with Advantage Business Systems.
Yes. And just like when you need great Mississippi State podcasting, you call on Thunder and Lightning. When you need great products and great service, you call on Advantage Business Systems. And then we've both been providing it for 5 decades. I came out of the womb with hot takes. Just came out of the womb, looked at my mom, I was like, Bob Tyler's not getting it done. I don't know why I sound,
I could totally see
I
it.
don't know why I sounded like Dan Mullen as a child,
With
but I
that
did.
big old noggin of yours, you
Have
finally grew into
you
that
ever talked,
head.
have you ever asked my mom about she what she what she how she described what I look like when I came out?
No.
She said he looked like a drowned sewer rat. And it's just been good days ever since. I've been stacking good days since the day I came out. Can you imagine handing me a baby like, what's wrong with this one? Oh, mama, hey, dad.
The love of a mother.
No, it can't be replaced, can it? All right. You need a
Oh,
new copier, a new
nah.
printer. 601-362-9192. Advantage Business System. Advantage Business System, show you how. I don't even remember the slogan. You know what it is. Maroon & Co. Cyber Monday there as well. Let me look it up. I came in unprepared today. There's just so much going on. But it's Cyber Monday at Maroon & Co. So make sure that you are looking. Here we go. At what's going on?
And
Yeah, Cyber Monday, 30% off online. Cannot combine with any other discount code. So 30% off at maroonandco.com. So check it out, maroonandco.com this Cyber Monday. Some big, big savings for you
I do
there.
pretty much all my shopping Cyber Monday, so
As
you
you
should
should,
be
yeah.
hitting up Marine Company.
As you should, as you should. All right. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. What are you looking for this holiday season? They've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have been taking care of people for so long in Saltillo. Let them help you out. Let them get you going for Christmas, man. What do you need? Do you have an outdoorsman? They got an incredible selection of rifles, shotguns, bows, fishing rods and reels, everything. Are you a yardsman? The John Deere power is there with great financing available. Are you a handyman around the house? You got home repair projects, DeWalt, Milwaukee, all the top names are there in the power tools. It's just you got to check it out for yourself at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less.
I will never financially recover from Scruggs and Marooning Company, I guess, this year.
But you know what?
My
You're gonna have
Christmas
a
shopping
you
is
got
gonna
cool stuff to
my
do.
Christmas shopping is just gonna come from there. My wife's gonna be like, "Why did you get me a interlocking bottomland shirt
Yeah.
and a riding
And
lawnmower?"
a power saw. Yeah, well, they got it.
Merry
Merry
Christmas!
Christmas.
She got me a vacuum cleaner 1 year.
There you go. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber is a name to know. If you own, a few hundred acres or a few thousand acres, or if you've got a palatial estate like Robbie Falk, well, then you need to call Good Hope Land and Timber, not only for helping you maintain your land and sustain it, but if you're looking to buy or sell more land, they've got you covered there as well. They are locally trusted. They are landowner approved. If you are a landowner in this state, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. But a lot of important things happening today in college football. Let's talk about something else that's important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for Closers, brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. Plenty of great holiday gift ideas there as well. All right. For Mississippi State, no coffee for Jeff Lebby for not starting Kamario Taylor till the end of the year. And no coffee to you, Coleman Hutzler. And that's hopefully the last time I have to do it.
Yeah, you get no coffee
He gets
for the
nothing.
last 2 years.
Yeah, he gets nothing.
You get nothing in life.
There's now police presence at the Manning Center. Hold on, can I get my Charles Barkley going? Shaq, I got police presence.
Dude, we have.
Hello? Yeah, can somebody help me? Trinidad Chandler's trying to kick my ass.
We have like three different fan bases that are kind of melting. Arkansas is definitely
We're not
melting.
melting.
Silverfield being hired at Arkansas has caused an actual protest. I think Florida is organizing a protest too, which is idiotic. You hired a really good coach. And now Ole Miss is having what they're having. Some of the stuff that's been said on social media about Lane Kiffin, I could see somebody just absolutely losing it today. Hopefully nothing happens. But yeah, I would not put it past anybody. We have people. By the way, there was such an uproar about the four Florida fans that came to the Oxford game. How about the Ole Miss fans standing outside the stadium? Come on, coach, don't leave, coach.
I was wondering.
Please stay, coach.
I was wondering.
Ole Miss people said that was weird. The Florida fans came to the Oxford game.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
It's weird. It's weird. All right. In the SEC, look, I have empathy for like a rival where there's somebody's calling somebody a little brother. I have empathy for that. All right. But you're never shaking the allegations, A&M. All right. My God, Texas owns them. I have never seen anything like that. That's the biggest game in your school's history. And you blew it.
Well, and Texas beat Oklahoma too.
They know how to beat their rival.
Very mid Texas team.
If they had played Ohio instead of Ohio State, they would be in the playoff right now.
Yeah.
A&M though, no coffee, no for. And then Mike Elko melting at the press. Somebody shut that door. We're having a professional press conference here. Yeah, calm down, Grandpa.
These coaches, man, they're just losing it. You're making more than ever. Shut your mouth.
A year. Sit down, shut up, talk
shut
about
your mouth and talk. We got Lane Kiffin coming after Ben Garrett. Like, this is just like.
I got to find a way to.
Coaches are.
I got to find a way to. I got to find a way to make a bit out of that for the show. In the nation, we're going to come right back here to the state of Mississippi.
You're gonna ask Borky why he called you a hoe.
Yeah. It's hey dad, not ho dad.
There you go.
Yeah. Why don't you come say to my face? Oh, we did have a moment in the press box. I'm going to tell everybody about this, where I said, Robbie, you've always got some cash on you.
Yeah.
I was like, do you have a $100 bill? And you're like, I think so. I was like, go down there to McCready and see if he'll come call me a fat incel to my face, and tell him to give him $100 to do it.
He did not.
Robbie didn't go offer it to him. I wish he had. In the state of Mississippi, not what you're thinking. Southern Miss blew it.
They blew it.
They were cruising to the Sun Belt Championship game. Possibly find their way into a playoff spot. I don't know if things had gone right. Instead, they fell apart at the end. Look, they still had a great season. They were 1-11 last year. They won 8 games this year. There's nothing wrong with that. But dang, they were on the precipice of a very special season, and it got away from them there. So Southern Miss, no coffee. Robert St. John, make sure that Charles Huff drinks no coffee this week if he comes by the Midtowner. Last but not least.
You know, Robert won't do that.
Last He's but not least, guy. A special no coffee. You guys can't even have coffee grounds, all right? Let's get into this. Holy crap, Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. You and I knew it would go bad. We knew it would go bad. It has gone worse than I thought it would.
I tried to tell him.
Well, here's the thing.
From day one, when he was hired, which I said he would be gone after 3 years, but and it should have been. So he should have been
gone. You're not wrong.
I told these people, Lane Kiffin is going to end badly. I don't know what he's going to do, but he will leave you at the altar.
Right.
This is what he does. You're just a homer. You're just scared. No. I'm predicting the same thing that happened at LSU. This is who Lane Kiffin is. This is the kind of person that he is. All that E60 crap, that was BS. Every bit of that was BS. Look at Lane Kiffin, how happy he is there. He stopped drinking. He's connected to his family. He loves it in Oxford, all this stuff. I fully believe he stopped drinking. I fully believe he's connected to his family.
Mm-hmm.
That man was always leaving. He was always going to leave. He wasn't going to retire in Oxford. He wasn't going to play out his career there. Everybody that tried to will that into existence, I want you to understand this. First and foremost, I want you to understand this. Mm-hmm. When you are talking about Lane Kiffin
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to talk about him in any other way than illogical, that's on you.
That's correct.
That's on you. If you're using logic
you can't.
To come up with decisions from what he does,
you cannot.
You cannot. What he has done to Ole Miss is complete self-destruction.
Do you know
he has completely self-destructed what he built at Ole Miss?
Yes.
And he will go to LSU, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this now.
Tiger fans, listen up.
He will be fired at LSU, or he will leave within a few years and go to the NFL.
The boy gets fired at Alabama, and he'll go to Alabama.
So, he's going to do the same thing, and LSU fans will not put up with this.
It's going
to
be different. It's
and sure. another thing. Anybody at Ole Miss that was saying, you got to give him an ultimatum, you had no leverage in the situation. No. And I hate it for you that you didn't, because, well, maybe not, especially for all those people. Again, I'm taking a lot of pleasure in the people that have talked very badly about myself, my family, Brian. I am so happy that you're upset today. I want to be very clear about that. I'm not taking your side at all. But speaking objectively on this, you never had any leverage with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
He held you know what in his hands. He held it. He held the power was in his hands. You had nothing. There's nothing you could
Are you
say.
saying that this was where the
And
power laid?
if he wanted to coach the playoff, what is Ole Miss going to do? Are they going to have him arrested? Like what can they do?
They're not going to fire him and pay him $40 million.
Which I think that they've I
They
think that's been worked out at this
figured
point.
something out. Yeah.
And I agree with everybody. He cannot coach the
Cannot you
playoff.
can't allowing LSU's head coach to coach you in the playoffs is the same thing as letting someone, violate your wife on national television. You might as well just let that happen.
And it's really not all that different if, you know, I mean, this is Ole Miss considers LSU a massive rival.
Right. No different for
This is
state.
like someone at Mississippi State or Ole Miss trading coaches
Yeah.
and that coach staying on and
So,
coaching.
do you know the parable of the scorpion and the frog?
Yes, I do.
This is what happened.
No, yeah, he's absolutely a
It's
scorpion.
his nature. And so you have Tom Marsh talking about you got to change coaching contracts. No, you don't. This will never happen again. It may happen again, but it will involve Lane Kiffin. He's the only one that would do
And they
this.
keep and I keep seeing
He's not
people.
the victim in
You keep
this.
seeing people trying to make this a calendar thing.
It's not a
John
calendar thing.
Summerall isn't having an issue with this.
Somehow took a new job today, but did he
Skip
have these
Field,
problems? No.
all these people, Galesh, they all coached out their season and they
No,
handled
no
this with
controversy,
class.
no nothing.
This is a Lane Kiffin thing,
Yeah,
and
100%.
this is why I never believed any of the other crap that he was spewing
Yeah.
the last couple of years. You can change your eating habits. You can change your vices. You can stop drinking. You can become a better family man.
Oh, they're talking about me. I didn't stop drinking.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you drink. Your vice is Coke Zero. But you could change all
I'm
that.
jonesing for one. I hadn't had one in a
You
while.
can't change the fact that you're a narcissist. You're either a narcissist or you're not, and that's what Lane Kiffin is.
Yes.
Everything revolves around him. How does this affect me? There was never a situation where he was like, I'm just concerned about these players and then finishing out the season. That was a complete load of crap. We all bought that immediately on this side. We all knew that that was crap.
I just
Actually,
went freeze.
Brian did not. Brian said that this was all an Ole Miss ruse. I said that from the very beginning, it is not. I'm taking
That's what
credit.
we call in the business a work.
No, you believed it. You
The
believed it.
nerve.
You and Brandon Walker.
You know Brandon Walker didn't believe that. And now we're getting the word that it looks like Pete Golden's getting the job.
So, with that in mind, what happens with Ole Miss in the playoff?
If they've lost, if Judge got on the plane, and now you're telling me they've lost their offensive coordinator and their special teams coordinator and their offensive line coaches go into,
I make you mad.
I wish that Alabama had lost. I'll say this: I wish Alabama had lost. So Ole Miss could go to the SEC championship game, and if they lost like 45-0,
They would use that.
they would have a data point. But since they don't, I'll be out. They're probably still going to get in the playoff,
I don't think
but
you
I
can
think
drop them out.
they're going to get moved down and don't. They're not going to host.
I mean,
They're going to go to like Notre Dame or Alabama or something.
again, objectively, this sucks for those players. It really sucks for the players. Objectively. I mean,
Objectively.
even if you are the most diehard, staunch supporter of Mississippi State athletics, you have to look at it objectively and say, these players did not deserve this. They did nothing wrong in the situation. This is just all a product of one person who's completely self-destructed the best season in school history. They've won 11 games for the first time ever
He killed
in the
them
regular
on down.
season, and I don't understand it. I honestly don't. It blows my mind that he did this to these
Michigan State
people,
fired their coach.
which is, I mean,
$30 million in buyout money, too.
that was a great hire on paper for them.
Yeah, that's
But
rough.
no,
By the
I
way,
don't know. And now if you're Ole Miss, I mean, did they think that they had a shot with Lane? Like, what was the plan? It
and
seems
then
like they're scrambling.
like their hot boards were like Lincoln Riley and Clark Lee and I was like,
How many times, look,
what are we doing?
again, I'm trying to approach this from, like, I know I've been around this fan base for a long time, but how many times do we have to go through this song and dance with Ole Miss when it comes to like, the perception and the reality? Because we've seen this time and time again. The coaching hot board comes out,
yeah,
and it's the best, like, the top names that you could possibly think of are on that list,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost always scrapping somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's like you don't get Lane Kiffin last time unless he would have had his fall from grace.
Yeah.
The reason that you have Lane Kiffin in the first place is because no one wanted to touch him.
Yeah.
That was above you.
You're correct.
And for the last 5 years,
situation.
For the last 5 years, that's also been the case.
Right.
Auburn went after him. I think Florida was slightly interested in him.
I think Florida last year thought about it and decided stupidly to go get Napier.
But now Florida and LSU are like, well, we don't care. We'll take him.
And Alabama would have taken normal person Lane Kiffin.
If it
was a normal person, he would have
taken. Like, how long do we have to do this? And also, like, nobody forever. Wants to leave here. Like,
forever.
I hate to break it to you, Chris Beard is going to do the same thing. And it's almost happened twice. He ended up staying.
Chris Beard will be the head coach at North Carolina.
The longer he stays there and rehabilitates his image,
mm-hmm.
the greater the chances are that he leaves.
I have a tremendous idea. Let's have an ESPN documentary about Chris Beard and how he's changed. And then
and then he leaves.
They did a documentary!
A documentary.
He changed.
I have a theory that they did that to project him to get a new job.
ESPN and CAA, they're in bed together. And basically he was like, why don't we do this? And it was done specifically to promote this image. It's the same thing with Hugh Freeze when he was hired, right? It comes across as sour grapes when on day one we're like telling you that guy's a fraud. But sometimes we're right.
Yeah.
And this was sometimes. Well,
I think people should listen to Mississippi State fans more because they're more realistic. Like, almost too realistic sometimes. Like, sometimes I wish State fans would be somewhere in between Ole Miss fans and State fans. Like, they would be realistic to a point, but also not, like, you don't give up too easily, and you're not down the dumps at all times. But you're also not completely delusional, which is what we're seeing from some of these people. They're just completely delusional about this.
Florida going to let Summerall stay at Tulane until their season's over.
And see,
that's a different situation. You can do that at Florida versus Tulane.
You cannot do that at Ole Miss and LSU. So. And the way that he's handled this
is better. Yeah, he handled it the correct way. Oh, my gosh. I'll just say this. It would have been an all-time Sports Talk Mississippi if State had won. But even without that, I would suggest tuning in.
I will listen to every second.
I'm fascinated to see their thoughts and may have to have some hard truths, to be honest with you. I hate to be the one to have to tell the Ole Miss fans the way things really are in the world, but I may be the one who has to do it.
Is Ole Miss,
thank God I'm here.
Is Ole Miss ahead of Mississippi State right now? Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Can State.
Is Ole Miss a blue blood? No.
No.
If you're a blue blood,
this doesn't happen to you.
First of all, this doesn't happen to you. Secondly, you're not promoting your defensive coordinator.
Correct.
That's what happens here.
Correct.
And we were told, which I came out.
Hey, blue
when
blood.
This first came out about John Summerall. John Summerall prefers Ole Miss.
Yeah.
No. That's not the information that I have. And he didn't. If Alex Golesh preferred Ole Miss,
mm-hmm.
both of those coaches would have waited for this mm-hmm. to happen.
Also, if a true blue blood, you could go get Heupel.
Yeah.
You could go get
Lincoln Riley.
You could go get, I'm trying to think, I don't know. I mean, you could go get a big-time coach. But, no, you're going to promote your defensive coordinator. Okay.
And let me tell you, folks, for everybody that's like, we just need to keep the band together – that's not the way to go.
Let me tell you how that goes.
Do not make a coaching decision based on a one-year roster setup. Don't do that.
Look, if in week three Golding is at the podium for a post game and he drops an F-bomb, you know it's bad. I'm just going to let you guys know. So tomorrow, Sports Talk Mississippi should be a big one. All right, I got to let Robbie get out of here. He's got to get over to the hump for women's basketball. Tomorrow. Oh, also, congratulations to Robbie Faulk. 2025 Pick'em winner. I made it interesting.
That was an ordeal.
I made it so it was tied when it finished.
If you would have just like kept off the Florida State game,
that was one I had a lot of confidence in. I really thought Florida State was going to win. I had more confidence in that than I did in Clemson or in Vanderbilt.
It really is crazy. That was the game that
yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
Because the other ones were kind of...
They were a little more... Well, I mean, Louisville killed Kentucky, though. So, oh, well. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I honestly really don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Well, signing day is 2 days away. And we start looking at that a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what State's recruiting class is going to look like.
No clue.
We'll talk about it later. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you later. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
You are innocence personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.